Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
Well, the snow, ice, and cold is dominating the news wires today. Plants are having difficulty getting both cattle and hogs to the slaughtering facilities, and plants are dealing with power outages as well due to lines being down or from rolling power outages as power grids are unable to keep up with the demand for electricity, having a large effect on the market with futures continuing to escalate. The exception yesterday was the front month February contract as it only has 1.5 weeks left to trade and it needs to remain close to cash. Later contracts are anticipating stronger cash as demand remains high. Hogs are in the same situation with packers being more aggressive already yesterday. Higher bids were being placed to entice sellers to commit hogs now rather than waiting for milder weather before they think more about marketing again. Traders continue to purchase futures, riding the wave of the current bullishness. Strong demand and reduced pork inventories may keep the momentum going even after the weather settles and lower runs will need to be made up for with increased chain speed. Solid weakness across the three wheat exchanges overnight, with most contracts giving back around a third of the previous session's gains. After a tumultuous overnight and early morning trade, wheat made a valiant comeback toward the close yesterday to see prices finish near the highs of the day. Concern about winter kill on the nation's hard red winter crop was the main driver, although some cash sources also made the comment China was kicking tires about additional hard red spring purchases, even being on holiday this week. Slightly lower corn prices overnight, setting back from overnight highs and the previous session's close as wheat post moderate losses. Tuesday session featured all with sharply higher overnight prices, only to be followed by a sizable sell-off during the day's session before a solid recovery into the close. Higher trade across the soy complex overnight as most contracts added to yesterday's gains. Soybean oil remains the leader in the clubhouse with new contract highs set Tuesday. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, April live cattle up 62 cents, 125.80. June up 40 at 121.70. March feeder cattle down 7, 140.77. April down 12 at 144.60. And April hogs up 97 cents, 86.17. Kansas City wheat, March up 20 and 3 quarters, 637 and a half. May up 20 and 3 quarters at 643 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 20 and 3 quarters at 657 and a half. May up 20 and a quarter, 661 and a half. March corn up 13 and a half, 552 and a quarter. May up 13 and a quarter at 549 and three quarters. March soybeans up 12 and three quarters at 1384 and three quarters. May's up 14 and a half cents at 1385 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.